Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Stephanie Laska. Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Keto Podcast. I lost 140 pounds by continuing to enjoy my favorite light beer, tortillas, and chocolate. I believe you can have your sugar-free cake and eat it too. You don't have to be perfect on the keto diet to be successful at losing weight. Your journey on Dirty Lazy Keto, it starts today. Today's episode is sponsored by my newest book, Extra Easy Keto, 7 Days to Ketogenic Weight Loss on a Low-Carb Diet, published by St. Martin's Press and Macmillan Audio. If you're kickstarting or restarting the keto diet, or maybe you just need a kick in the pants, well, Extra Easy Keto is perfect for you. I'll teach you how to make the keto diet easier, doable, and fun in just 7 days' time. Order your copy or download the audiobook of Extra Easy Keto by Stephanie Laska today. I'm going to do a keto diet makeover with you. Are you ready for a keto diet makeover? Maybe some hair, some makeup? No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to be doing hair and makeup, but I'm definitely going to help you with a keto diet makeover today. But we are going to be talking about how to do a keto diet makeover. I'm going to be giving you lots of strategies and advice and tips and suggestions. So if you are struggling right now, are you? If you are feeling like you could use a little kick in the pants, you know, maybe you're getting bored, you're eating the same things every day, maybe you're experiencing some pitfalls, maybe you're having some bad habits, a plateau. I know, a lot of issues going on where you might need this makeover. And I'm going to help inspire you to keep this low-carb lifestyle easy and fun. So it's going to be a light topic, but with some very serious, real suggestions. And altogether, I'm going to help you guys with, you ready for this? Oh, I'm very excited about my numbers. Dun, 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 dun. I'm going to be providing 10 tips. So 10 keto diet makeover tips today. You ready? So be sure to count, because you know I get excited. And then every once in a while, I'm like losing track. Something falls on the floor. So I'm going to need your help. Keep count with me. Put it in the comments. Say 1, 2, 3, 4. And you can even share which one of these tips is going to be the most meaningful to you. So are you excited? Can I please get a thumbs up because you are ready to have a keto diet makeover? Yes. And if you have a specific suggestion or thing that you're struggling with, put that in the comments too, because that'll be fun if we start to address it. So thumbs up if you like this topic and you're ready for a keto diet makeover. And even better, explain why in the comments. That way we all know we're in it together. Nobody wants to be alone, like feeling like, oh, I need some help. No one wants to feel that way. So if we can all, you know, show that we're struggling and we can identify and commiserate a little bit, I think it makes it a little bit easier and more fun to overcome the challenges. So should I take off my son's shower cap? Because he's going to be mad at me. Pretty funny stuff. And of course, I got my daughter's makeup bag. Anywho, I'm going to set that aside for now because they are going to be mad and I don't want to hear that yelling. So let's get started with our keto diet makeover. Okay, so tip number one, and remember to keep track in the comments. Keep track in the comments. I want you to keep me on track so I don't fall off the wagon and drop all my stuff here. But number one, my first tip for you guys when you're doing your keto makeover is to do what I like to call the keto cleanse. Now, everybody knows for a good makeover, you got to have the clean skin, the organized closet, right? To the fresh clothes, the fresh makeup. Well, I want to freshen you up by encouraging you to cleanse yourself of anything in your pantry, in your car, in your desk, in your fridge that says the word keto. Now, not forever. Don't freak out on me. Don't freak out. Don't scream. Turn off the TV and run away. Let's just put a pause on it for now. You can reintroduce these things later. But if you're ready for a makeover, that means you might be struggling or having some challenges. So I do encourage you for now to remove or pause some of these products that are anything that says keto on the front. If it says keto, it might be trouble. Are you with me? Do you agree? Or are you mad? Now, I put this special one on ice because I feel like it needs its own dramatic, like bell as it rolls out to you. Oh, Stephanie is talking about ice cream as well. I'm so mean. But yes, I am talking about the desserts, the keto, you know, granola bars, all the keto chips, all the keto everything, because these things can be easy to overeat. Like, yes, in Dirty Lazy Keto, you can have these things. No one's saying you can't. But if you're interested in, like, having this little makeover, having a mini makeover with these 10 suggestions, this might be one area to take a look at. You don't have to if you don't want to, but it might just be the thing you need to break a stall, to get you out of a slump, to start losing again, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Not to mention a lot of these things are pricey. Wouldn't you agree? I know. I'm like, lately, I swear I'm so addicted to the chips, the Quest chips. And I figured out the other day, because I bought a bag of four, that they're $2.50 each. And I'm like, whoa, what do I really want $2.50 worth of chips? And this is like five chips in a bag. I know. And I just got to put a stop to that. I'm going to put a pause on it. Not forever, just a little pause. I don't want to be spending all that money. And I feel like it might be causing me some problems here and there. So I'm just admitting it to you. Let's move on to number two. You keeping track in the comments? You can just put number two. That way I know I'm following. You're there. You're alive. So let's move on to step number two. Step two in our keto diet makeover is I want you to change. This is a little woo-woo, okay? This is not the ice cream suggestion. This one's a little woo-woo, so stick with me here. But I want you to, number two, here it comes, dramatic reveal. Dramatic reveal. I'm pulling the cord. Here it comes. Ready? Oh, what is this? I want you to change the tape that is playing inside your head, okay? Change what's going on inside your brain. Change that voice, change that message. You know what I'm talking about? The one that says, you can't do this. It's too hard. You'll start Monday. It's never going to work. It's always, it worked before, but it won't work now. And, oh, I'm allergic to eggs. I don't like almond flour. I don't have the money for this. It's too far. I don't have these products available where I live. All that negativity that's in your brain telling you why you can't do stuff. I want you to practice today. This is step two in your makeover. Refill the messages and the tape that is repeating your brain with some positive thoughts. Tell yourself things like, I love vegetables. I love vegetables. I love vegetables. Say it 10 times. I love vegetables. I love vegetables. I love vegetables. Walk around your house saying it. I know you look crazy, but stay with me here. You start saying things like that and you tell yourself, you go to a restaurant and you're like, French fries make me feel gross. I love vegetables. You say that to yourself as you're walking in the door. You know what? Your brain is going to be full of those thoughts. And before you know it, you're ordering, like, I'll have, you know, I'm at Olive Garden and I'm going to have some salmon with a side of broccoli. It's going to be fabulous. And I'm never going to miss the breadsticks. I'm never going to miss the croutons. I'll just not put those on my salad. I don't need pasta. It makes me feel gross and heavy and tired later. I love my broccoli. I love my salmon. I love it. Do you see how that sounds? Fill your head with these positive thoughts. Tell yourself, I want a long, healthy life. Yes? What will you say to yourself? I hope that you'll put that in the comments because I want to know. I'm going to put this cool looking light behind me so it reminds you as it flashes to say positive things to yourself. But what are you going to say to yourself? Please tell me in the comments, what are you going to say? Are you going to say French fries make me feel gross? Bread makes me feel puffy and disgusting. My skin is yucky when I eat, you know, pizza on dough, or bread sandwiches make me feel like super tired afterward. Tell me in the comments. And I'm going to pick a person who is commenting for a prize. So here we go. We're going to spin. Ready? I love a prize. I love a prize. I love that noise. Cracks me up. So today's prize is going to be, oh, check that out. It is a food pyramid magnet. That's so cool. So it's going to be a fridge magnet for you. If you would like to have one of these sent to your house, please tell me in the comments. This is a Dirty Lazy Keto food pyramid magnet. It's what I recommend how you spread out your carbs throughout the day in order to best maximize your opportunities for weight loss. So if you would like a magnet for your fridge, please say in the comments, say, pick me, pick me, pick me, or whatever else you want to say. Tell me why you want the magnet, because it'll help you stay on track. I know it will. You'll see it every time you go to open your fridge and be like, oh, should I really have nuts? I've had nuts already at breakfast or lunch or snack. Do I really need more nuts? Maybe I should choose something else from a different food group. So it might help you. Let me know in the comments, because that was number two, was fill your head with positive thoughts. So moving on, we're doing good. We're doing good. We're moving. Step number three. And everyone's sharing in the comments. I'm going to be looking. So step number three, you guys, here's my advice for your keto diet makeover. This is step number three. And what I recommend to you do, now you might laugh at this because I did. I thought it was hysterical, but you know me. I want you to practice eating vegetables, low-carb vegetables, like your life depends on it. Now here I have the cutest thing in the whole wide world. What is this? Can you tell by the looking at it? If you can see on the screen, if you're watching. I got my celery in a special little cozy here. Can you tell what it is by the color maybe? It'll give it away. I'll hold it up closer to the video if you're watching. Put in the comments if you can see what it is. It is a miniature, teeny tiny. It's so funny to me. It is a life jacket. It is a miniature orange life jacket, and I have my celery inside of it. Now I'm putting my celery in the life jacket because I want to encourage you in your keto diet makeover, step number three, to eat vegetables like your life depends on it. Because maybe it does. Maybe it does. I really do believe that vegetables are the secret magical elixir to weight loss on the keto diet. I think that's where people go wrong when they try to skip those and say, I don't like them. I'm not going to eat them. Well, okay, I'm just saying, no supplement in the world can compete with the benefits of real food. So if you're looking to really improve your health for long-term sustainable weight loss, where it's not going to be temporary, it's not going to come back tomorrow, it's not going to be coming back next week, and you're also getting the wonderful benefits of the keto lifestyle, like, you know, improved skin, better sleep, you know, not being sick, stable blood sugar, feeling fuller for longer periods of time. All of these wonderful benefits will come true when you eat your vegetables like your life depends on it. Super cute, right? So cute. I had this in my house. I just bought it yesterday. And like my husband, my son, everybody kept walking by. Can I have that? Because it's so adorable. So I wanted that to stick in your mind. That's why I bought it. Let's move on to number four. We're talking about number four of the keto diet makeover. So which one do you like so far? Do you like any of these tips? Do any of them make you angry? So tip number four, I want to go fast, got to go fast, is,
That was easy.
I want to help you simplify your meal planning and make it easier, okay? Make it easier. The meal planning, I think people get so overwhelmed with it, like, oh, I got to do my ratios and my macros and my calculator and my this and my that. Okay, calm down. You don't have to make everything from scratch. You don't even have to cook at all if you don't want to. But take advantage of some shortcuts at the grocery store and simplify your meal planning however that looks to you. So for me, I go to my freezer and I just pull some meat out every day or every couple of days because I always do leftovers. But I love to incorporate like pre-cooked meat into my meal planning on the keto diet. I think it makes my life a lot less stressful. Do I do this every day? No, I do not. Please don't write me letters telling me how evil I am with the plastic and whatnot. I'm just trying to survive, people. I'm not trying to be perfect, and neither should you. So if that means pre-cooked, pre-washed tail-on shrimp from Kirkland or buying Foster Farms, you know, grilled chicken strips or a rotisserie chicken, do it, people. Come on. Your life doesn't have to be so perfect to lose weight. And that is a big lesson of number four. You know, incorporate some of these ideas like pre-cooked sausages, pre-cooked meats, you know, frozen riced cauliflower, or even in a pouch or in a can, canned vegetables, frozen vegetables. Think about all the ways that you can just incorporate meal planning in a more simplified manner. Now, I talk about this quite a bit extensively, in fact, inside Extra Easy Keto, the 7 days to ketogenic weight loss on a low carb diet. It's the newest book, which comes out May 2023. And the reason why I recommend this book, this is just a cover. Okay, I'm just showing you a piece of paper here of the cover. But the reason why I recommend this book is it's all about how to make it extra, extra, extra easy. So I have tons of tips on meats, vegetables, mealtime, lists of this. How about this? Try this. Here's some strategies. Here's some routines. Try these tricks. Try these. Here's the cheat sheet. I want to simplify it so there's just no reason why you aren't successful. I want to make it all in the back of your hand on a simple, simple, simple book that you can read and, you know, hold your hand when things get tough. And I want to tell you all my little tips and tricks and secrets like we're doing today. So that's number four. Number five, dramatic number. Are we keeping track in the comments? Right, number five. So I know you're there. I want to see if you're still alive. So here's tip number five of our dramatic keto makeover. And that is the one more rule. And I think I've said this before on one of our videos or podcasts, because it's a great rule. Ruler, see the ruler? Such a bad joke, I know. But anyway, the one more rule is number five. One more. Such a simple keto diet makeover trick. And what I mean by that is don't stress yourself out like, oh, I have to get 87 grams of fat because I took some calculator and some random lady told me I had to, and I've got to have, you know, 47 grams of protein. Okay, calm down. Calm down. Let's skip all that and just go with baby steps. Like, I'm going to do one more today, one more glass of water. Got it? One more. So don't try to be perfect. Like, I have to have 64 ounces of water and I have to have blah, blah. Okay, calm down. Today, your goal for our keto diet makeover, just have one more glass of water. Something tangible like that. Or how about in your one more rule, one more vegetable in your diet. Just one more. So if you're having one right now a day, two, maybe three, aim to have one more for your makeover. That would bring you just to three or four or to five, etc. So baby steps, people. I think you're going to have a lot more success long term if you slow your roll and give yourself a little bit more breathing room, like to make it
that was easy.
Extra easy. That's my motto. So we're moving on. We're doing pretty good here. And now I'm going to go on to number six. Number six is super big because I couldn't find the little number six. So I got a big six. But number six is kind of a big one, I guess. And number six is to, for your keto diet makeover, I want to encourage you to wear fitted clothes. Okay. Now that's why I wore this little tank top-y thing today. It feels a little risque. It feels a little uncomfortable. I'll be honest. When I put it on, I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't know. It makes you feel self-conscious at first. Like, oh, I'm not perfect. I've got under my arms. I've got this going on in my back or my roll or my muffin or my this or my that. I want to encourage you to get rid of all that stuff, right? Get rid of all those thoughts and comments to your mean self, right? We're filling our head with positive thoughts, remember? And instead, put on some beautiful fitted clothes, no matter where you are at in your journey, and tell yourself how fabulous you are. Okay. Now, did that surprise you? Wear fitted clothes, no matter where you're at in your journey. Now, your body is changing. If you are on 1 week of the keto lifestyle, 2 weeks, a month, 6 months, a year, your body is changing, and it will change throughout the journey. And you should celebrate and honor that shape throughout. Do not wait to the end. Do not wait like, oh, I gotta wait till I get, you know, all my weight off. Then I'll go to the store and buy a bra. No, no. I remember running through the Chicago O'Hare Airport with my kids. We were late for a flight. I was in the bathroom with them. I think we were going to Disney World. And all of a sudden I hear on the speaker, Alaska family, your flight is boarding. The Alaska family. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I misread our time. So we bolt out of the bathroom. I got all the bags. I got the little kids, right? And we're running, running, running through the airport. My underwear started falling down, people. Falling down. Because I hadn't bought a smaller size. I was too cheap. I'm like, oh, I'll just wait. They're fine. No one can see them. Yes. Yes, people can. The person is me. And if you aren't wearing fitted clothes that are your true size as you change throughout your journey, you know, that's messing with your brain. That's saying that's, you're telling yourself, I'm not worth it. Oh, maybe I'll go back to those old, bigger sizes. oh, you know, I'll just wait. It really messes with your self-esteem. So try putting on fitted clothes, no matter where you are at in your journey, and practice saying nice things to yourself. I think you might surprise yourself and feel more motivated to continue. So if that topic interests you, I think it's a fun one to talk about. And that's why I made it the big six. I'll have a whole nother video about this next, just on that very topic, okay? Where I'll just talk specifically about the right way to celebrate. Because, you know, celebrating our weight loss is a big deal. And if that's interesting to you and you want to talk more about that, stay tuned for the next episode. And let me just show you my before and after picture. Here I am in my 140 pounds ago, and I'm wearing this giant black muumuu. Is anyone else doing that? I was always wearing like a big giant unfitted outfit because I thought it would hide everything. And then here I am, you know, I'm not perfect. I've got my lumps and bumps, but I'm wearing like fitted shorts, a fitted tank, and I look happier. I look more self-confident. Now, I'm just encouraging you to really take some time with that. And I will also hold up a t-shirt from before. I always wore, even though I was probably a 3X, I would buy the 4X because I'm like, oh, a bigger one. I'll look smaller if I have a bigger shirt. But here's my 4X size t-shirt. I'm going to stand up and show you. Woo, here it goes, 4X. Yeah, we don't want you to be swimming in your clothes no matter what size they are. Find something that fits you. Go to a thrift store if you must. That's what I did. Go to Walmart if you can and get your clothes there or underwear there. But find something affordable and treat yourself to some new pieces. It'll help motivate you to continue. I guarantee it. And it helps you work on the inside, which is just as important as the outside. All this food stuff. And then we forget about our brains and our emotional health, which needs, you know, a makeover as well. Am I lying or am I lying? Tell me. Oh, yes. That was a tough, serious topic. I know. But let's move on to number 7, because you guys know I have 10. Who's tracking in the comments? Are you writing? Better. You know I'm going to lose track in a minute. But number 7, I want to recommend for fun that you add a new keto diet gadget or replace an outdated one that will help you to stay on track. Now, it doesn't have to be expensive. It can if, you know, that's important to you and you've got the funds. But it really doesn't. You know, I get super excited about just the silliest things when I came across these air fryer liners. Ooh, it changed my whole life view. Because A, I love my air fryer. In love with it, but I hated cleaning it. And that, I'm going to tell you, it was annoying to me. Sometimes I'd be like, I don't want to cook because I don't want to clean it. Even though it's not a lot of work, I'm super lazy. But once I found these disposable paper air liners, convenient and easy to lose on Amazon, changed my life. I do like the ones, these are square that have the sides that pull up. I also tried these ones that just go along the bottom. I don't really quite understand why you would want this versus this. It does have the holes, but then it drips everywhere. I know, right? So tell me what you think. If you have a little gadget or something fun to share, it can really motivate people. It keeps you on track, right? When you have like a fun little inspirational thing like that. It can be small. It can be new socks. I get excited and motivated to work out when my dog has a scarf on, which I make from scraps, like fabric scraps. So be creative, people. It doesn't have to cost a lot if you don't want it to. Let's move on to number 8, because we have 10 to get through today. But tip number 8 for our keto diet makeover is to, this one's really simple, and it's free. I love free. Rearrange your fridge. Rearrange the food in your cabinets so that the most desirable food for you to help you stay on track is at eye level. My eyes are upside down. Is that right? There we go. Eye level. Put the most desirable food at eye level. Make your own shelf. Get organized. Put the crap that you don't want to be eating way up high or way down low or in a box or in the garage, somewhere else. But the most desirable choices, put them right at eye level. I know. Those are the simple kind of tricks that I share like hundreds of inside of Extra Easy Keto. I cannot say that enough. I've been keeping track of all my tips and advice and just putting it in one spot for you. So I know you're going to love that book. So that's that. That's number 8. Number nine. I don't have a 9. Oh, no. Oh, here it is. Okay. Almost had a heart attack. I was planning on using the 6 upside down. There it is. Is that a 9? Is that right? It's always backwards on when I hold it versus on camera. I think that's correct. So number nine is if you're kind of feeling bored or you just need some reinvigoration or want to keep life exciting, even if you're at a weight loss stall, I do recommend that you mix it up and try a new food or a new recipe. For example, I learned to love jalapeno peppers during my weight loss journey, losing 140 pounds. I had no idea that spicy food was good. I was thought it was terrible. I lived in Michigan in the Midwest. No offense, Midwestern people, but my family had very bland taste, very bland food. Everything was super bland. That's what I thought food was, except for sugar and salt. I had no idea that there was spice. I know. So I met my husband and he changed my whole life by introducing me to the heat. Love it, because the heat is generally sugar-free, which is fabulous. But if you need help, you know, figuring out new recipes or you just want new foods to try, check out one of the Dirty Lazy Keto cookbooks, you guys. There's four of them. Okay, the older ones you can get at your local library. The newer, you can still order them on Amazon or a bookstore like Barnes & Noble. But it's fun to try new recipes. There's no repeats in any of my cookbooks. There's 100 recipes in each one. And they're all different and they cover all topics like breakfast, dessert, soups, salads, pizzas, breads, main dishes, side dishes, vegetables, desserts, drinks, smoothies. It's all there. Every book has a nice assortment of 100. So, and all the net carbs are in there too, which is huge. And the serving size, because that's what you really need, right, to stay on track. Now, if you're not a cook and you like to eat out, you might like to get a copy of, my husband put this together, and then I conveniently wrote my name on it, even though I really didn't do the hard work that he did. He did all the research and all the math. I did all the taste testing, but it's the Keto Diet Restaurant Guide. And we looked at restaurants from all over the United States that are popular and all types of food, but the sit down, like franchise type restaurants. And then we analyze what you could actually order. And then we tell you, this is how to order it to make sure it's low carb. And then we tell you exactly how to order it, what to say. And we give you the amount of net carbs in the entree or the drink or the appetizer and the protein and the fat and the calories for all the people who want to know all those details. It's all there. So super easy. And that's available only on Amazon. So, you know, some of these are book related. Some of these are not. Hopefully I'm giving you a nice assortment. So it's not just like, oh, you have to do this, you have to do that. Some of these are free, right? Like reorganizing your kitchen cabinets. And now I want to move on to the last one, which is number 10. I was trying to find my one and my zero. Is this going the correct way? Or is this like the first one or second one? So here is tip number 10 for our keto diet makeover. And what I want to encourage you to do for this one is to do an outdoor challenge. Now, what I mean by that is to find some kind of activity that you might like that might be different from what you've been doing and incorporate that into your routine. This might be what you need to break your stall, to make yourself get reinvigorated, to just mix it up and keep your diet fun, like the keto lifestyle long term. I was getting bored personally with some of my routines that I was doing. So I joined a, let me get my big dramatic, wait. Oh, I dropped my head. The giant light up head. Anyway, I joined a water aerobics class. So here's my workout with the music and the sunshine and my swimming suit and making friends. And oh my gosh, so much fun. Love it, love it, love it. So think of what you could do that's outside that might, you know, push you to the next level and just mix it up. Because we can get bored, right? Maybe you just want to start listening to a podcast on your walks outside. Maybe you want to take a class. I'd like to hear what your ideas are. Because when we push ourselves to do something new, like maybe a fun run or a 5K or a class or meet up with a friend once a week, it can really change your life. And I think it can surprise you in ways that and take you to places you didn't even know existed. And it redefines why you might be losing weight or changing your eating habits. I know when I was on my journey and I started walking, all of a sudden I figured out I could run. I had never run a day in my life. Here I am at the Run Disney. Has anyone ever done a Disney race or any Disney fans out there? I dressed up like Cinderella and I did a Disneyland Mother's Day run. So fun. It was a half marathon and I went with Tamara. We had a great time. Here I am. They even picked me for an advertisement. I'm running right there behind and I was on their social media campaign. But really cool. There's so many fun things out there. And then it made me realize Running is not punishment. Exercise is not punishment. I'm actually having a great time. This is fun. Like, this is why I have a new reason now to eat healthy and stay active, and because it actually feels good and I'm having fun, which is completely shocking because I thought all exercise was horrible. So who knew? I would love to know what you're going to do in the comments, whether it be number 10. Maybe you are going to do a fun run, or maybe you're going to do a class, or maybe you are going to reorganize your cabinets today. Maybe you are going to try a new food or challenge yourself to eat a new vegetable. Maybe you're going to try a new recipe. I cannot wait to find out what you're going to do. So please, please, please put it in the comments, because remember, I'm going to give away some prizes. I'm going to give away the keto diet restaurant guide. Should I give away the keto diet restaurant guide? I know we were going to do the magnet. Maybe I should do the restaurant guide too. Ooh, we have two prizes today. How fun is that? I got inspired. So we were talking about that. I will definitely give away one of these today. I'm going to give away two prizes. I'm getting crazy. I'll give away a copy of this. Look how big it is. That's going to cost a fortune for me to mail to you, but I will do it out of the kindness of my heart. And I'll also mail out some magnets. So commit to one of these 10 tips in our keto diet makeover today. What tip helped you the most? Please write it in the comments. Now, remember, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect to lose weight on the keto diet. Take these baby steps because they add up fast. And then check back with me once a week. We'll do these shows. We'll do these podcasts. Join me on Instagram. Get on my email, my newsletter, which is free. You can sign up at dirtylazyketo.com. You know, find me on all the social media platforms so I can keep, you know, in your ear and like, do this, do this. You can do it. You can do it. And then tag me. And that way I can just keep cheering you on and go, yay, because you need people on your side, right? You need your cheerleaders. You need your team. I'm here to support you, you guys. I'm so proud of you. I cannot wait to support you every step of your journey. And, you know, we're like a little family. We're like a community. So I'm super glad that you're here, that you're checking in, that you are taking care of yourself. I'm very proud of you. So keep up the good work. Give yourself a round of applause. Give yourself a round of applause because you did it. 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 And remember, next, I'm going to link up the video for how best ways to celebrate your keto weight loss. That'll be next, so you can binge watch. Ta-da, ta-da. Well, that about wraps it up, folks. Thanks so much for listening and for being part of the Dirty Lazy Keto community. I'm here to support you. I am here to help. Would you like to be notified when a new episode drops? Sign up for my free newsletter so we can keep in touch. Enter your email at dirtylazyketo.com and I'll just send you quick notifications when something new is going on. My newsletters are free, of course, and you can unsubscribe at any time. Did you enjoy today's podcast? Do me a favor, tell a friend. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the Dirty Lazy Keto podcast. I believe in you, my friend. I know you can do this. See you next week, keto superstars.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.